Daf Zayin Halachas. The Rambam, Thomas Meis, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches says, the bones of a mace that don't have meat, if it was cut at a tzura of a bone, it's matam magamasim ba'oil, just like a mace shalom, because I call it etzem adam. These are the bones that are matam kemes, a spine, the skull, majority of the building of a person, or the majority, the amount of bones. Cheddar, what's a cheddar, and it's complete, is considered like a mace shalom. It's missing even one vertebrae from the 18 vertebrae, it's considered like other bones. A skull, how does it work? A skull that's complete is considered like a mace. If it's missing like a coin, it's like other bones. If it had small holes, they're all mitzarf to the coin seller. The whole binyan of a person, which is the two thighs, the two thighs and the two sides and the shedra and the majority of the binyan of a mace is like a mace shalom. For instance, the two shaker, the two legs and one thigh, if it's missing Rebbe Nyan and Kol Shu, it's like other bones. Rebbe Nyan Ketzer, most of the count of bones is 100, there's 125 bones. That's Kamei Shalom. If it's 124, it's like other Atzamos. Even though this person had an extra Aver or was missing an Aver, we don't care. We go in the Minyan Rev of all people. Unless he had an Etzba that had a fingernail or it was counted Al Gabayad, then it counts as part of the count, as we explained in the past, says the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchoshkita Perikid Alachabe says, if six got broken here and six here, if the ribs were big, that they have marrow and strafe. If not, even though they're majority, even though they broke towards the spine, it's mutter. So too, if most of the ribs were taken out, it's a trefa. But if it was ripped out, even one rib and a half of vertebrae with them, that the rib is in it, then it's a trefa. So too, if it was neck of the shedra, one vertebrae, even though it's one of the chulis underneath the flanks that don't have ribs, it's considered a trefa. The Rambam says in Shchita Perikid Alachabe, a skull of a behemoth chai that has missing a sella, even though the membrane of the brain doesn't have a hole, it's trefa. If it has holes that has a chesaron, they're all mitzarif to a sella. You're this simulam tzif beis. If it's open and it's missing like a sella, it's trefa, coin. If it has a bunch of holes that has a chesaron, if between all of them is a amount of a sella, which is a third of a tefach, it's trefa. They must have had less than that, it could be mashi even as manazir, because they're not chesh of a behemoth for puncturing the brain of the membrane of the brain. And geese or ducks, even if the bone is not broken, only culture is strafe. And a dry land bird that got bitten by a weasel with its teeth in the head or got attacked by wood or stone, he puts his finger by the hole and sticks his finger in there or puts his hand into the mouth and pushes it there. If it didn't shake the brain and didn't go out of the hole, you do it, it didn't have the membrane of the brain didn't come out, and therefore it's kosher. If it went out, it's treif. And the Ramah says, we are not bekiyin with the treifas, therefore we have to be matrif. If there has a bone of the skull has a tiny hole by a bird, even by a dry land bird. Yerdesim and Dal Tziv Dal says, if one vertebrae is totally removed, even from those that don't have ribs, it's treif. And the Ramah says, even if it's on the bottom, a place where it doesn't touch the spinal cord, it still passes over there. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel says, "How you matam of a foolish makes a tzuras pesach hair, a lechay kor hair, and a mavui akum, which is an L-shaped mavui, as a din like him a foolish." Arachayim Simon Shin Samach Dalat Sif Al says, "A mavui that's a foolish in two sides to shesravim, or one side to shesravim, the other side to kamus, and the moses or both sides are open to kamus, it needs a tzuras pesach hair and a lechay kor hair. But if one side is open to shesravim, the other side to a chutzah, it's not morevus, doesn't need only a lechay or a kor in two sides." The Ramah says, Dafka, if it has the tenor that we mentioned earlier in Sin Shem Samachim, Sif Chavav, Din Mavoy. But if it's only by a chatzah, it needs a tikkun chatzah from both sides, because a chatzah doesn't have the same coolas as a Mavoy. The Zayinim at Beis, Shabbos, Perkit Zayin Lachit Chas says, if the Mavoy is totally open to chatzah, and the chatzah is open to Rishas Rabban, it's also because some of them are foolish. And the chatzah is mutter because the chatzah Rabban Baikin Boy, and they go in and out this, that's a Shasiachat Gemurah. The last halacha, Arachayim Simon Shin Samachay Siv Gimel says, a mavi that's totally open to chatzah, and the chatzah got opened up from the other side to shesravim, if they didn't make an error of the bnei chatzah with the bnei mavi, the chatzah is mutter. Even if it's nifetz connected pirtz of the mavi. And even if people walk through it, as long as it's not more than 10 tvachim. Mavi is also, even if it's not connected to pirtz of chatzah, since they didn't make an error with the mavi, it's asas on them. And for instance, they went in the walls of the mavi, in the chatzah, in a case where there's no gifufin, there's nothing left of the wall, that looks in the chatzah as if it's still standing from in the mavi. But if it looks like it's still there, it counts as lechi and it's mutter. And if the people of the chatzah made an error with the people of the mavi, the pirtz of the mavi to the chatzah is not from the side of the chatzah, and the pirtz of the chatzah on the other side is not mechove, can I get the pirtz of the mavi and the chatzah of the rabbin, the mavi will also be mutter. But if they didn't make an error of tchumin, error of chatzeres, or even if they made an error, but the pirtz of the chatzah to the mavi is on the side, or even in the middle of the chatzah, and the pirtz of the chatzah on the other side connect that, so it's totally foolish. But even if it's not connected by the chatzah, it's of a prior person, it's also. And if it's open to the Rechava, which is an open area, which is a chatzah, which people don't live there, and it's less than two saw, or more than two saw, but it's hukah l'dira, then it's like as if it's nifritz l'chatzah. But if it's more than two saw sign, or it's not hukah l'dira, then it's nifritz l'kamos, and it needs a tikkun. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Zayin.